You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to a frozen Tuesday. That means it's a live show. You may have caught that. Because Butters and I strapped on our snowshoes, mushed the dogs, and made it across the frozen tundra to the studio. And we are both here, frostbite and all, ready to do a show. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Man, I am, I'm cold. yes.
It ain't t-shirt day in the studio today.
No. I don't know about mushing the dogs, but down here in Gadsden. But yes, the things we do.
The things we do. That's no, it.
I hope seeing everybody on the socials up in Huntsville and all that kind of stuff, looks like a lot of other folks got some pretty good stuff.
I'm not going to lie. There was that moment in time when I recognized that it was weird because you and I are like in this weird swath of ground here where there was no snow. There was lots of ice earlier on. It is still right now 20 degrees outside. But there was snow at the northern, at our stations in the north. There was snow at our stations in the south. And the question was, dang, if we do a show, is anybody going to hear it? But they all said, send it. And so here we are.
Well, I'm just looking forward to the text from all of our Yankee friends and listeners, yes, whom I love and appreciate. Yes. But it's the South. We cancel school. We do these things. It's just the way
bread.
It is. Yep.
I still think your idea was genius the other day, that if James Spann had his own line of milk and bread, every time he rolled his sleeves up, he'd make money.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you, though. We're going to start off at hitting the triple dippers, and then Todd Stacey is going to be calling in at 3 o'clock. Todd Stacey, publisher of the Alabama Daily News, also the host of Capital Journal on the Alabama Public Television Network. So, yeah, Todd Stacey, 3 p.m., got to talk some politics with him. And then there's that triple dipper, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So coming out the gate, you know we got to talk about it. You know we do. Iowa. And that's what it's called. First dipper, Iowa, with an exclamation point. Y'all, that was big doings last night. That was a definitive. There was no question. It was a definitive moment in the political cycle. And so we'll talk about it, talk about what it means, and also talk about, by the way, what they've been saying. So yeah, number one, right out the gate, Iowa. We'll break it down, analyze it. Also in conjunction with that, our conversation with Todd Stacey at 3 o'clock. All right, then number two, I'm going to make Butter's hair curl on this one. Calling it Fly the DEI Skies. Well, isn't that special? We're hiring everybody who wants a job. Doesn't matter whether they can fly. It just matters basically what their demographic is. Do they have certain physical disabilities? How can we get them in the cockpit? This is wonderful for us. It's a good for our nation. You know what? Flying the DEI skies might not wind up making you safer, though. We'll talk about that. Number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, I got to thinking as we're looking forward right now, as we are entering into this political cycle in depth now, because we just had the first of the primary caucuses. The Iowa caucus is now being complete. What are the issues? What is resonating with people? What are they saying they want to hear something about, good or bad? And so we're going to talk about that. Various polls are in. Different pundits are speaking. What are the issues? We'll cover down on that as number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my monologue. So the Southern Immediate Care chain of clinics, y'all, they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week. They've got the ability to see all ages. I like to say from pediatric up to geriatric, they'll see them all. And they are all over the place. They're like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. More on the way, I understand. Southern Immediate Care, a great chain of clinics owned by a Right Side Ruffian, by the way. Check them out if you need medical attention. You can find them online, find the location nearest to you, and they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, so let me ask you this, and I know the answer. Have you noticed that liberals are letting the inside words become the outside words, like on a regular basis? I mean, it's no longer that thing that we catch a wink and a nod about, right? Liberals are on a roll with comments and calls and catchphrases that clearly indicate they have stepped off the precipice, and they are now content to say things that a conservative would be lampooned for, maybe even run out of town on a rail. When did this start? When did it become okay to openly say things that are in fact racist and pretend they're not? When did it become okay to mock Christianity and pretend that it's for the greater good? When did it become okay to say that censorship is needed? When did it become okay to say there's no merit in using merit for jobs? Yeah, well, this is real, y'all. This is wrong. So yesterday, one of the worst purveyors of libspew took to the airwaves and gave her incredibly cogent analysis on the Iowa caucuses. Joy Reid, a notoriously liberal commentator who inexplicably still has her job at MSNBC, she was fully prepared for results of last night's Iowa caucus. She had done her homework, contacting the left-wing Public Research Institute to find out, wait for it, how many white Christians were living and voting in Iowa. I kid you not. With a straight face and bleached hair, Joy Reid announced to the, maybe it is Joy Reid, announced to the world that her expert analysis indicates that 61% of Iowans are white Christians. Say it ain't so, Joy. Looking at her fellow commentators, Reid said this, ready, quote, "I feel like the important sort of data point is that these are white Christians." She said, "This is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses, especially tonight. This is a hyper-evangelical white state." Hyper-evangelical. What does that even mean? What it means is that people who love Jesus and don't have the same skin color as her actually plan to vote. But then she doubled down, because it's not just that there's too many of these dangerous white Christian nationalists. Oh, no. The actual backstory is that this is part of a vast right-wing conspiracy to actually let people elect their chosen candidate. She went on to say she had spoken with one of the researchers at the Liberal Institute that fed her the incriminating data, who said this to her, said, quote, "They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country, and Trump has promised to give it back to them." And she spoke it as if it was some kind of culminating statement to her intellectual thesis on the dangers of letting white folks actually vote. Y'all, later in the same broadcast, Reid doubled down on her commentary by claiming that white evangelical Christians, quote, "believe they own this country and that brown people are illegitimate Americans." It's a religion, Reid said. And I think that what we actually have to confront, and this is what the Democrats are going to face, is that this is now what white evangelicalism is. It's a Christian nationalism. Well, now. Don't worry, by the way. I feel certain she won't lose her job. But listen, I mean, just in case you were concerned that we might have to have an open and free dialogue leading into the 2024 elections, Joy Reid's foxhole buddy in the war on conservatism stepped up and made sure that it was very clear that the network would not let the evil choice of the voters have the ability to speak to the general public. No, no, no. Can't have that. I mean, just as it was coming out that Trump was the expected winner of the Iowa caucus, MSNBC host Rachel Maddow took the mic and announced that the network would not air President Donald Trump's victory speech. She made clear the decision was not made out of spite, oh no, saying, quote, "There's a reason that we and other news organizations have decided to stop giving him a platform." So she admits it? She's admitting that MSNBC and, quote, other news organizations plan to censor the leading candidate for the Republican Party candidacy for President of the United States. Well, her broader comments confirmed the intent to perform the censorship of a public figure when she said, quote, "We and other news organizations have generally stopped giving an unfiltered live platform to remarks by former President Trump. It's a decision that we revisit, and honestly, earnestly, it is not an easy decision." Sure. "But there is a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things." "So his remarks tonight will not air here live," she said. "We will monitor them and let you know about any news he makes." Let me translate that for you. What she's really saying is, We will decide what is true and let you know what we think you need to know. There, I fixed it. But y'all, this is what they do. Reed and Maddow, they come by it naturally. It's the indoctrination they've been steeped in for years as the liberals brace themselves for the awful potential that their old white guy, who is okay because he's their old white guy, might lose the election. Thinking back to 2021, Politico began letting the world know how extreme comments from the right side of politics were preparing to tell the world that America's not racist, warning that such a heretical statement was surely going to become the GOP 2024 mantra. But don't worry. Politico went on to explain back then that the grave risks that Republicans faced if they dared to stray from the narrative that racism is systemic would mean they would lose the election. Sure. So basically, they've been getting ready to make this a race-based election for several years. So all of this and more is said without any true acknowledgement that the GOP just held debate after debate with the most diverse group of Republicans to ever take the stage and to vie for the candidacy to lead our nation. At one point, the GOP field alone was a strong mix of three white men, one black man, and two first-generation Americans of Indian descent, one of whom's a woman and still a top candidate. So let's talk about diversity now, right? Meanwhile, Democrats completely changed the rules of the primary season to protect their feeble white octogenarian must-have liberal candidate. I mean, rather than caucusing on Monday, if you didn't know, the way it's always been done in Iowa for decades, the Democrats changed all the rules and decided just to mail in their ballots. Just mail them in, folks. Nothing to see here. And by the way, it's been officially announced that the 670,000 registered Democrats in Iowa, they won't get to know the results of the Iowa Democrat mail-in caucus until March. March! I mean, hey, don't let the world know if their voter enthusiasm is waning in what used to be a blue state, right? Just go ahead and keep that under wraps for a few months. Y'all, this is unconscionable behavior. And the only way it stops is if good folks call it out. Because you see, here's the deal. They think you're stupid. They do not believe that you have a brain in your head, that you're just a bunch of sheep blindly following a tired and worn-out idea that America is actually better than this. Well, I got news. America is better than this. And we will vote our conscience, and we will be heard. And the purveyors of condescending liberal rhetoric and censorship will just have to get over themselves. Yeah. I'm just saying, they think you're stupid. We're going to prove you're not. And that's a wrap for the right side way. Well, so there it is. And listen, it's galling to me that they can say the things they say. Too many white Christian evangelicals in that state. Too many? How about this? We're not going to let you hear what he had to say. We'll tell you later if there was something you need to know. This is unbelievable. But that's what's going to happen if we get four more years of what we have right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.